Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Oh, my golly. I have so much fun in life. Can you hear me rattling around, dropping everything? Eek! I am. I'm dropping pins out of my pencil cup. Pins out of a pencil cup? That's made for pencils, right? Oh. You know what? We're so multi-purpose. Life is so amazing. Your sheets, man. I want to talk about your sheets today. Ha! Sheets. Wow, right? I think about how when I'm crawling into bed at night, how wonderful it feels to have sheets to sleep on. And I think about how there are other people that don't have sheets to sleep on. And I know that there are a lot of people that would love to have a nice set of sheets that they can snuggle under at night. But, you know, there's only a period of time that you need to sleep every day. And boy, am I tired of Spectrum Business calling me when I'm in the middle of my radio show every day. I'm getting tired of those people trying to get business when they already have it. But I understand. There's some kind of deal to make, right? There's something else to offer me that, you know. I'm cleaning out my pen cup while I'm talking to you on the phone, and I'm looking at it thinking, oh my God, I used to use those erasable pens. They were so messy. Did you ever have them? Kind of like messy sheets. Messy sheets can get in the way. We're so spoiled by the things that we've created for each other as the value creators in life. Okay, we're so different than other animals, okay? We even sleep in sheets at night. You understand where I'm taking you? I'm showing you how awesome we are at creating values for each other. I mean, I realize that. Now it's the epilepsy pickup. They've been calling every day lately, too. I don't know anything about that, but I have had friends that have epilepsy. They still do. Still are wonderful people. You know, there are some people that hardly mess up the bed when they sleep at night. They roll out and there's only half of the bed to make. It's a piece of cake, right? There are others that sleep all over the bed. They're rolling all over in their sleep at night. You ever try to sleep with one like that? Oh, my God. Just don't let them sleep. Keep them awake all night. Okay, so back to talking about sheets and us as human beings, the conscious ones who create great values for each other. I mean, I'm sitting here putting some lotion on my feet. They're really dry, right? They're dry right now because winter's come on and the temperature in the house has to be warmed with a heater, and it just dries my skin out. And yet if I keep my, I think I just saw a mosquito fly across the room, and just this morning I had the thought they were gone. If I keep my skin soft on my feet, I love to slide in between my sheets at night, right? But if they're rough, and this goes for guys and girls, if they're rough, who wants to sleep next to you? Who's going to want to cuddle next to you when the sheets feel so good on us? People right now are cuddling up next to politicians as if they're their sheets to protect them. They're not. The politicians were never supposed to grow into what they grew into here in America. They're not supposed to be a ruling class separate of us. They were supposed to just, like, go in for a little while and make sure that people had the freedoms that were given to us through our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. You know, the more free a society, the wealthier the people and healthier. It's been proven. It's not something we have to prove again. We just got to make sure we prove our freedom. And what is your freedom? How do you use freedom? What do you do with your free time? Are you being lazy with your free time, not doing something that you could do for yourself? That's your choice. Someone else to do something for you, especially if you're going to be forceful. It's about like having those rough feet underneath the sheet. Nobody wants to hang out with someone that's forceful, has an expectation of them to do something that that person could do themselves. We can each be of value to ourselves and to others. And when we are, it feels so good you can't wait to jump in the sheets with the person that you do love. But too many people are jumping between those sheets just to get some kind of instant gratification. Studying a book lately. I don't even want to tell you how big it is. It's huge. But I was reading a part over the last week and training in it. It's about money madness. And it's so right on. It's so spot on. People are tapped by the idea of being wealthy. Because, well, for one, as children, we believed we would grow up and be that. We didn't have any reason to doubt that we couldn't make our life better when we grew up. Every one of us. I don't care if you came from a poor family. You had a reason to believe that life could change. I know you're following me on that. Because you did. And you were going to make your life better and you were going to make other people's lives better. And it was going to be an awesome world that you were going to live in. What happened to that dream? Was it a dream or was it a vision? Did you actually see yourself becoming more? You know, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, we had so many sheet sets in our household. And there were times that they were getting pretty thin. Those sheet sets were getting thin, and the old mattresses, crazy as it was, they had these buttons. Anybody have a bed like that when you were a kid? We literally had buttons on our mattresses. And those buttons, they weren't very comfortable anyway. But if your sheets were worn thin because the family had had the same sheet set for your bed, we washed them. You know that we used to really oftentimes hang our sheets out to dry. It wasn't uncommon in the 50s and 60s. To see clotheslines in almost every household out back. Clotheslines where we hung our clothes out to dry. And now people hang people out to dry. So accusatory. They accuse people of so much and they expect so much from others because we provide so much. We do. I mean, I can look around my room and I look at all the useful things. And then I look at the things that I have because I just like having them. Like, I can smile looking across the room and over on the bookshelf in this room that I'm in. I can see that I have a little doll that I've had since third grade. She's so precious. I can't remember who she is. But her hair is still gorgeous. She's got ringlets, a ponytail full of ringlets on her, and a little pink and white gingham outfit. And in order to see who she's made by, I'm sure it's probably Mattel. They were like the big producer of the dolls in the 60s. You usually had to remove their clothes and look on their butts. For some reason, they put, well, hey, girls have big butts. Just joking. Not all of them. But my little doll, she's got bright greenish-blue eyes. Precious. She's tiny. She's not more than 2.5 inches tall, probably, maybe 3. But her detail is beautiful, and she still looks like she did back then, almost. I can tell I played with her, but I took great care and pride in her. I used to save my money and buy myself things from the time I was a little girl. I used to make things for myself. And I can look and I can see the things that matter to me, that are memories. And then I can see all the youthful memories. And I can then look beyond my youthful memories and I can see all the useful things I have too. We've created so many incredible values for each other, including the sheets today that are better than when I was a kid. The feel of sheets on our bodies. The feel of that. At the end of the day, when you jump into bed, you should have energy to jump into bed, don't you? Do you remember being that when you were a little kid? Jumping into bed and, well, jumping on the bed. And then being able to jump out of bed in the morning to make your way in life excited, full of curiosity about what you might create that day. Creating values. It feels so good. It's our natural way of existing. Our natural way of existing. That's right. Creating values. It feels so natural. It feels as good as the sheets on your body. I have a desire to fold perfectly flat. To do my best at making my day better every day. And we know that it requires a little thinking to fold a fitted sheet. That's the one that goes on the bed and then you put the other one on top, the flat sheet. The fitted sheet is the one that you tuck around the corners of the bed to keep it on, to keep those buttons right off your skin, cutting into the skin. You might still feel them when you roll over and you tried to sleep. Well, you hoped your bed hadn't broken down enough that those buttons were actually as high as the surface of the mattress. I'm here today to tell you how great you are. And I'm still toying with the idea of whether this radio show is of enough value for me to continue spending this time every Monday through Friday with this breakup of my day, because it is a breakup of the day for me. I've already been doing a lot of things. I wake oftentimes by 6 a.m., no alarm clock. And so 3 hours later, I do this because I love to do it, and it has improved my life tremendously. It's improved my life tremendously. And I believe it helps others too. But I'm not real sure that it's enough value, that it's something I should continue doing. I haven't worked it hard enough because I have another project that I work that is my chief aim. This is just a piece of the puzzle. But I look and I go, wow. Let's see, how many episodes do I have now? And what does it cost me to do this? What does it cost me to create this value? And I'm beginning to see that it may not be a lot of money, but it's money that might be better suited to evolve my listeners somewhere else, to take this value somewhere else. But then what I do love is that being part of the Blog Talk Radio platform. I am in radio, and I have a right to express my freedom of speech here. And others have the right to express their freedom of speech in this platform, too. Isn't that cool? I think it's pretty cool that we have an ability. Oh, 979 episodes. Let's see. If I were to go to 1,000 episodes, I wouldn't have that many more days left. I would have done this 1,000 times. And I know people that don't try anything more than once. They don't try to perfect something. And see, doing this, I had a drive to perfect my skills, able to talk about values, and being able to speak to people in metaphors and share analogies. I did. I wanted to share how capable human beings are. I have friends who are deaf who are of value. I have people that are blind who are of value. I have people that are rich who are of value. I have people who are poor who are of value, who are of value to me because they're a friend and they're attempting to do more, to be more, to have more. I do. And I love them. And they're moving on, and I'm moving on, and we're constantly becoming of more. That's the power. I don't need to say anything more, do I? I've shared everything this morning. Human beings, conscious human beings, are capable of being more in the next minute than they are right now, depending on how we think and how we act. Every day, we have this potential to make our beds and choose who's in our bed with us, if anyone. Not everyone does have a bed. I get that. But there's no reason for poverty either. Poverty exists to make some people look better and give them a way to take from the masses to look better. Could it be that we have a billionaire president? Isn't he a billionaire? I don't even know. That just means he knows how to make money, which is a good thing. And maybe he could teach the people how to do that. Wouldn't that be awesome? Instead of having people rely upon a president who can't solve their problems, what if he decided to teach everybody how to make money? Couldn't that be tremendous? He wouldn't be separating out who he's going to teach. He could choose to go on TV, on the internet, wherever he wanted to go, and explain to us in detail how he's invested in real estate to make money, how he invested his time, his effort, his energy through a focus to make money. I don't know what this man will do. We don't know what the lady could still do. We don't know yet who the president of the United States is, because we have a thing called the Electoral College. And all kinds of monkey business goes on between the sheets of people in politics that can impact the whole world, even the people without beds and sheets. I look at the people arguing politics still. And I go, what's new? They do that until finally the Electoral College happens. I don't understand the need to wait so long. It's not like they're hand-counted votes anymore. Because that just gives people more time to talk politics and more crap to go on behind closed doors and between the sheets of the politicians. We've evolved beyond politics. We evolved beyond following nature thousands of years ago. That's right. We evolved beyond following. And there are people that are counting on, expecting a president to do something for them that they could do themselves. Government should be out of business, be out of our bed of business, where we exchange our labor for value back from the companies we work for. Government needs to be out of them. The less government in our lives, the wealthier the people are. The more free the people, the wealthier the people are. We've done things to hurt each other for years, but it's time to stop. It would be my hope that maybe for the first time in hundreds of years, that this president doesn't have the time to look at all the crap that Congress wants to do to hold people back. That he really does look at that, I mean, and says, that's ridiculous. Do you know how much that hurts businesses? And it doesn't really solve the problem. What I love is people working together can solve anything. And I still hear people wanting to find the problem instead of looking for the solution. And the solution in life has always been the geniuses we've been around that create values that we all need. And I'm so grateful that BEDS evolved to what they are today. And I'm grateful you're here with me listening. I'm grateful that you're part of my past and that many of you will forever be part of my future, whether I do this radio show or not, because I will always have something that will be of value to you and you can find it. But I'm looking at the value that Facebook has just brought me. And I understand the power in Facebook. And I see that there's perhaps a reason to evolve beyond this platform that I'm using that costs me money every month. So, of course, I'll be of value to you. It just may be in a different fashion. And I know there are those of you that call in, and I appreciate that, because there's a sense of belonging that we're all looking for. We want accepted. We do. It's very important. There's other ways to bring you this message. And maybe you're one of them that doesn't have the internet, and you learn about this, and you can call in and listen. And you like it because if you can call in and listen, you can be on the run with me, right? Like, see, I know that I can get online, set up my stuff, be ready to go, and be trucking down the road doing this radio show. I like that. There's some flexibility it does give me. But I'm looking at it from the nittiest, grittiest, littlest, the littler and nastier detail. As author Mark Hamilton says, the littler and nastier details of life. And I'm debating with myself, and I can't rationalize anything anymore. I'm done with that. Rationalizing life and the value that I am to life, myself and others, it's not something that there's room to rationalize. Well, I have to be rational, but not irrational. How about I say it that way? But if I irrationally rationalize my life away, pretend that I'm of great value to people, and I'm not, and I could be of greater value to myself doing something else, then I should do it. And I think you would agree with me. If you have better things to do with your life in this half hour, And you could go back and you could listen to something else even. Couldn't it be of as much value? That's right, it could be. And I know a lot of people are in Facebook and that there's opportunities galore. Galore. G-A-L-O-R-E. Have you ever looked up the word? I always liked that word. G-A-L-O-R-E. G as in God. A as in about. L as in love. O as in oh. R as in righteous. That's you, as in everybody. Everybody matters. But we've got to move beyond jumping between the sheets just because we're bored. We got to want to jump between the sheets because we're happy at the end of the day or whenever. And we want to celebrate life. We go to bed with the feeling of exhilaration for the values that we brought ourselves and others, living the two movements of life, creating something of value for me and creating something of value for others that lifts my life up. And I still struggle because this particular segment of my day is where I believe I add value to other people's lives and lift people up. But I haven't worked it well enough, marketed. See, I can take 100% responsibility for that. And they haven't marketed it well enough yet. And so I continue to get better at giving a half hour of my time to developing me. Because I find the half hour can go pretty quickly. And I have learned that I can do a full day in seminars with just a few topics and make them interesting enough and play with the audience enough to have a lot of fun. Come join me in Tampa, Florida. Come get good at being you and want to jump in the sheets and feel the sheets on your body. Make your own bed. See you tomorrow. Have a great day. Oh, yeah. Everyday people. The non-ruling class.